Winnalow punt, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Because of their extremely keen eyesight, antelope can be pretty elusive to hunt. A lot of the time, successful hunters will use a blind, but Sportsman Spotlight team member, Tommy Allen, found himself using a little bit more unusual approach to stalking an antelope. He embedded himself in a small group of beef cows.
When I was crawling on my knees and belly crawling, and I'd stand up a little bit and they'd back off, and I'd crawl again, they'd come in closer. And I did this for about 150 yards with this herd until I could get within range of the antelope, who are used to seeing cattle all the time. And so it wasn't a threat. But the cattle had me circled up, the little calves were sniffing me, the mama cows were bawling and looking at me trying to figure out what I was, if I was a predator, sniffing at me. And then I'd stand up on my knees, they'd back off further, then I'd crawl more. And so I used this as my cow shield to sneak in there within range, and I made a really nice ethical shot, a lung shot, and the antelope took off and only went probably 50 to 60 yards and died. It was just a neat opportunity. The meat is phenomenal. I've always heard the saying that they're called lobsters of the prairie, and boy, that's right. I took some tenderloin and backed it up, cooked it up first thing when I got home, and it is amazing. It almost compares to that of a bighorn sheep. It's just a real light, nice meat to eat, and my family loved it. Kids ate it. It was just a great experience. I only wish the antelope were a little bit bigger so you'd get more meat out of them.
Surprising, not gamey, like a lot of people say about venison. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.